two people manage to use so many dishes? What do we do tonight, Ricky?
Nothing.
You mean nothing. Let's call the Mertzes and play some cards.
I don't feel like seeing the Mertzes, and I don't want to play cards.
What do you call what you're doing here?
Tiddlywinks.
Play your black tiddly on your red wink.
Look, this game is supposed to be played by one person. Hence the name Solitaire.
Hence the name Solitaire. You don't want to see the Mertzes. You don't want to play cards. I'll get you a gun. You can shoot yourself.
Thank you.
What's the matter tonight, honey?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I guess I can guess discouraged about my career.
Your career? Why?
Well, I don't seem to be getting any place. I'm not exciting anymore.
You are to me.
I mean, I'm not news. Can't get my name in the paper. Nobody's talking about me.
Oh, they are, too. I hear people talking about you all the time, all over the place.
Yeah, name one.
Well, just the other morning, the milkman asked me how your cold was.
That's what I mean. The milkman wants to know how my call is. Big deal.
Well, what about your publicity agent?
That's a good question. I should give that $50 a week to someone who can get my name in the paper.
$50 a week? Gee, would you give that job to anybody who's bright and energetic and has wonderful ideas about publicity?
Who?
Well, would you?
Well, who is it?
If I don't get your name in the paper, it won't cost you a cent.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. Please, please don't. Now, no, Lucy, don't. Look, you just forget the whole thing, will you, please? Now, just put publicity out of your mind altogether.
Oh, come now.
Oh, my goodness. What a horrible thought.
It isn't that bad.
Look, you want to help me, really?
Sure.
All right, just forget publicity altogether.
All right.
Don't even tell people that you know me.
All right. Okay. Hi. What are you doing? Figuring out the value of my jewelry. Insurance? No, publicity. Ricky's worried because he hasn't been getting enough publicity, so I'm going to help him. You know how those Hollywood stars get their name in the paper when their jewels are stolen?
Hey, that's a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
I can see the headline now.
So can I. Ricky Ricardo's wife robbed of priceless jewels valued at $43.
Some headline.
Yeah.
Hey, how about letting Ricky win a title like Miss America?
He doesn't have the right measurements.
Oh, that's not what I meant.
No, we need something like this. Look, the Shah of Persia has a standing order for all of Benny Goodman's records.
Well, you can do exactly the same thing.
How?
Have Ricky order all of Benny Goodman's records.
Oh, Ethel. This item is good only because it concerns royalty from a faraway country. That's what makes it exciting.
Oh.
If we just knew a countess or a princess who couldn't live without Babaloo. You don't know any royalty, do you?
My aunt was queen for a day once.
Well, we'll just have to dream someone up. Let's see now. We'll tell the papers that an exotic princess is coming from a faraway country, traveling halfway around the world just to hear Ricky Ricardo in person.
Hey, that's sensational.
Yeah, now what country will she be from?
Well, it can't be too well known.
No. I know, Franistan.
Yeah. Franistan? Huh? I never heard of it.
Neither did I. Princess Scheherazade, daughter of the Maharaja of Franistan.
Oh, if she was the daughter of a Maharaja, they wouldn't call her a princess.
What would they call her?
A Maharani.
Oh, no, Ethel. That's a Maharaja's wife. Oh. I guess she'd be a Maharinsis.
Maharinsis.
Yeah.
Scheherazade, Maharinsis of Franistan. Gee, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Too bad she can't really come to town.
Yeah.
Of course, that's impossible.
Yeah?
Lucy?
Just call me Scheherazade.
You wouldn't dare.
I would, too. Will you help me?
I'm yours to command, my Maharinsis.
Ha, ha, ha!
The papers will eat this up.
Come on, we got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
Now you look up the phone numbers of all the newspapers in town.
All right.
I got the number of the Post here. And we have to make a reservation at a fancy hotel. How about staying at the Waldorf?
Well. Hello? Hello, city editor, please. This is the overseas operator. Hello, editor. We have an overseas call from Franistan. It's a Maharani to person call. Go ahead, Franistan.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, this is the Maharani of Franistan. Please do not print in paper about my daughter Scheherazade. The Maharin says she come to America. Yes. She come to America and Maharaja very mad. She come to America just to see famous singer in person. He is famous band leader. Ricky Ricardo. Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky Ricardo. R-I-C-K-Y.
R. Now that's right. Ricky Ricardo. Yes. Now, promise you print nothing in paper, and you do not try to contact her at Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Goodbye. Goodbye.
How'd I sound?
Great.
Give me the next number.
Well, do you know when he'll be in? All right, look. As soon as he gets there, will you please tell him to call me? Yeah, this is Ricky Ricardo. I'm down at the club. All right, goodbye.
Hi, Rick.
Hiya, Franz.
Did you see the paper?
Yeah, I saw the paper.
Congratulations, old boy. Look at the size of this type. Franistan royalty makes pilgrimage to see Cuban idol.
I know.
Maharaja's daughter claims Ricky Ricardo is real gone.
I read it, Fred.
Kind of think you'd be a little bit more excited. Not every band leader can make a Maharensis flipper beanie. No.
You don't mean to tell me you really believe that story, do you?
Well, it's in all the papers.
Are you out of your head or something? A member of royalty in some ridiculous place called Krafistan or whatever the name of the joint is. She gets a hold of one of my records. So she travels halfway around the world just to hear me sing. Well, that's the phoniest story I've ever heard in my life.
Where did it come from?
My press agent. Where else? I told that character I wanted some publicity, but this is ridiculous. I'd be laughed out right out of the business.
Well, now that I think it over, it does sound pretty silly.
Of course it's silly. Only an idiot will believe a story like that. Hello? Kenny. Now, look, what is the matter with you, Kenny? Are you trying to get me kicked out of show business? You know what I'm talking about. The story in the paper. The story. Look, that is the most ridiculous, the most stupid, the silliest, phoniest. What? You didn't? Now, wait a minute, Clem. You're not kidding me, are you? Well, I'm going to call the Waldorf right away and find out. You did call the Waldorf. And the Maharensis of Franistan registered there this morning? Holy cow. How about that? Okay. Talk to you later, kid. Guess it's true.
Somebody around here just said only an idiot would fall for a story like that.
Now, wait a minute, Fred. Now, let's look at it this way. Here's this poor girl sitting in her castle in far away Franistan. She gets a hold of one of my records. She finds my voice irresistible. And she falls madly in love. There's nothing far-fetched about that.
Maybe I ought to go out and come in again.
Gee, I wonder if she speaks English. You know what they speak in Franistan?
Well, I don't know. Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah.
Oh, Fred, don't you know anything?
No, where is it?
Franistan?
Yeah.
Well, it's right between Czechoslovakia and below the border of Austria.
Well, you know, it's stuck right in between Switzerland and Persia, right in there.
Oh, there.
Yeah, there. Franistan. That's what it is, right there. How about that? See, I wonder how what you do when you're introduced to royalty. How about this, Fred?
Your Highness, I am delighted to meet you.
Oh, Mr. Ricardo, you send me.
And are you sure that her Highness said she'd be here at 3 o'clock?
Yes, her lady in waiting called me, and right after they checked in at the Waldorf, and she said she'd be here at 3 o'clock. Hey, Ricky.
Oh, hold it. Thanks.
Sorry. Are you going to put on a whole show just for her?
Yes, yes. It's a command performance, you know. We're going to do everything.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I just called the house again. Lucy and Ethel must be out shopping.
Oh, gee, that's too bad they have to miss it.
Fellas, now, please, don't forget how we rehearse her entrance now. All right? You sure now?
Okay. Cigarette?
Yeah, please, thank you.
I guess you must be pretty nervous at meeting royalty like this, huh?
Hmm? Nervous? No, why should I be nervous about meeting royalty? I don't have to be.
Hey, Rick, look! Here they come!
All right, fellas, up, everybody, up.
Welcome to the Tropicana. Your Highness. Your Highness. Your Highness, did you have a nice trip over?
Yes.
Are you enjoying your stay in America?
Yes.
Would Her Highness answer a few questions for the press?
Yes.
Good. Your Highness, is it true that Ricky... Your Highness, is it true that Ricky Ricardo is your favorite vocalist?
Yes.
Do you like any other American performers?
No.
Now, let me see if I have this straight. You've never seen Ricky Ricardo in person. You first heard his records 2 years ago, and you fell in love with his voice and decided to come to America to see him. Your father didn't approve, but you came anyway, and you can hardly wait to hear him sing. Is that right?
Yes. No. Yes. 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 No. And yes.
I see. Now, about the political situation in Franistan, do you
Please?
Think that the...
No more questions. The Maharishi wants you to sing.
Oh, well, I'm deeply honored.
When we are dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get good idea.
What's wrong, please?
You see, she swoons. See, go on.
Well, if my singing makes her faint, maybe I better not.
Please, I like it.
When we are dancing and you're dangerously near me, I get ideas. I want to hold you so much closer than I dare to.
Ah!
I want to scold you, but I care more than I care to. And when you touch me, there's fire in every finger. I get ideas. And after we have kissed goodnight and still you linger, I kind of think you get ideas too. Your eyes are always saying the things you never saying. I only hope they're saying that you could laugh me too. For that the whole idea is true, the lovely idea that I've fallen in love with you.
Oh, Uncle!
Thank you. Really, would you like some more?
Really?
Oh, I see. Your Highness, I understand that your favorite number of ours is Babalu.
Oh, Babalu, Babalu.
Check out of this hotel and get home in time for dinner.
Oh, but I'm so tired after that performance at the club all afternoon.
It was worth it. Think all the publicity Ricky's gonna get.
Yeah, but why did he have to sing so many songs?
25 numbers and every other one was Babalu. If I'd had to faint one more time, I'd have fainted. Well, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Listen, if that's another reporter, don't let him in. Yes?
Where is Her Highness?
Hey, wait a minute.
Where is she, Her Highness?
What do you want here?
Your Highness, you are in terrible danger. Things are not going good in Franistan.
Franistan? Oh, wait a minute now. Who are you?
Chief of Franistanian Secret Police. I'm John Zanidou.
Well, I'm Lucy Ricardo.
You do not have to conceal your identity from me. You bear the mark that is borne only by women of royal Franistan family, red and black hair.
This is just a wig, see?
Please believe me, you are in great danger. The revolutionists are after you.
Hey, he's serious. Good heavens, Ethel, do you think there really is such a place as Franistan?
Hurry, we have no time to lose. Too late, they are here.
Who's here? What do you mean?
Get it! Farewell, Your Highness. Please tell Maharaja I have died for my country.
No. No. No.
We want a royal secret.
Look, fellas, you got me all wrong.
You have red and black hair of Franistan royalty. What is secret?
All right, I'll give you the secret. It's every 2 weeks a cup of henna to a gallon of water. I'm not a Maharinsis, I'm a henna-rinsis.
He will talk when the tiger gets here.
The tiger?
He knows all methods of oriental torture. Water dripping on the head.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Oh! Ow!
The lingering death of the whips. The tiger knows them all.
Well, so long, Lucy.
Ethel! Ethel, where you going?
The tiger! The tiger! The tiger!
Hail, hail, tiger! Hail, tiger! Hail, tiger! Hail, tiger! Hail, tiger!
Hail, tiger!
I decided to scare the life out of you so you wouldn't try a fool thing like that again.
Oh, well, how did you find out?
How did I find out? Who else but you listen to me sing 25 songs and ask for more?
I don't think it was very funny. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You scared us half to death.
Oh, asshole, were you scared? I knew it was Ricky and Fred all the time. It didn't bother me.
The reporter was played by Peter Leeds. The photographer was played by Bennett Green. The two assassins were played by Dick Reeves and Gil Herman. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production.